Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
Rob Parker.
No. It is not Rob Parker. It is my man, Martin Weiss, and we are live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, even without Rob, is the way sports talk radio should be. Let me welcome in my man filling in for Rob Parker, none other than Martin Weiss. What's up, man?
Chris, man, great to be here with you down here in Birmingham, Alabama at the National Association of Black Journalists Conference. Let me tell you something. Your boy, Rob Parker, it's like walking with the mayor. You can't go 3 feet without stopping and talking to somebody. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. But last night was awesome. Mark Spears elected into the NABJ Hall of Fame. And so it was good to see that. You know, Chris, he and I actually cousins.
And Rob, was it to get you and Mark Spears are cousins?
Yeah, in a second cousin Louisiana backwood type of way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Mark's was yesterday. Rob's will be tomorrow.
Oh,
so.
It's different night. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Two different
That's
nights.
Great.
You know what? Hey, you know
both
what? We're down here in Alabama, Chris. You got to line up something to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm wondering, man, Birmingham. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's Chris, I fly all the time, travel from Los Angeles all the time. Didn't realize for about the first 5 minutes when I was trying to book this flight that I had nonstop selected. I thought for a minute maybe I couldn't fly from L.A. to Birmingham. You can. You're just going to have to make a stop in either Dallas or Houston or Atlanta or something like that.
That's not surprising. That's not surprising. But, yo, enjoy the weekend, man. Enjoy your time there and tell everybody, Rob, Mark, all them, that I said, what's up? We got a great show for the next 3 hours, so keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM83, however you may be listening. Devin Gardner, former Michigan quarterback and captain, was he there when you – he's a little younger than you.
No, he was – his I want to say his number 98 season, the where he wore 98 as the quarterback.
Right.
That was my fifth year in college. So okay. I was there. Okay. I only did the five, Chris, but still. But yeah, me and Devin Gardner, we were alumni together.
All right, cool. So we'll have him on the show at the bottom of the hour. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G still out. Keep him in your prayers. A little bout with COVID. Bo Benson filling in for him. We've got, of course, DJ Alex. It's Brandon Trufa. It's not Bo Benson. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, yes, the truth. Alex Teichert is here. Of course, it's a Thursday. Tyson's Tower of Trivia in the third hour. You know he's not missing that.
Lord have mercy.
And, yes, we got our man Sagar Patel on the social media and on the update.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager. All right, let's get it popping. Martin, and of course, you can catch Martin here on Fox Sports Radio every Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern, doing his thing on the Martin and VJ show. You just heard VJ Husky last night. Now I've got, should I say the better half or just half?
Hey,
of
man,
the Martin
look,
and VJ show.
Hey, I'll let y'all know.
I don't want to get between y'all and start no mess, but.
The better half, I'll say. Go ahead.
All right, There you go. All right, so look, tonight football is finally here, albeit in an exhibition form. We've got the Hall of Fame game, the Cleveland Browns, and the New York Jets. Two really interesting teams this year, I think. And mainly because of their quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson looking to bounce back and get back to the old Deshaun Watson that we haven't seen in a few years now. Of course, he had his issues off the field with the sexual harassment, assault, all of that stuff. He's trying to move past that. And wasn't very good last year. What did he play? Six games last year?
Yep.
Wasn't very good. But this year, we'll see if he can bounce back. And then, of course, for the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers playing for his first time outside of Green Bay. So a lot of expectations, certainly in New York and even at places throughout the NFL. So, Martin Weiss, I'm going to throw this question at you. Which quarterback do you think will have a better year, Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson? You can throw in the team success, too. So that's the question.
Well, team success is definitely going to matter, especially in New York, because
yes.
If they come out and they get off to an ugly start, that's going to be, all of the Taylor Swift honeymoon messes, that's going to be
right,
well over
it has
very
been a
quickly. Right. I think that Aaron Rodgers will have the better year. I was just talking about this. Chris, in the last 3 years, Aaron Rodgers has won two MVPs, no? Like he's been right there. And he had a broken thumb last year on his throwing hand. Really, until Mike Sando came out with the NFL tears, I was wondering if I was losing my mind. Because I was the only one that thought Aaron Rodgers was still elite. I'm sorry. That dude can still spin it and play. Like, he's nice. And, with Deshaun Watson, as good as he's been in his career, it really hasn't turned into real success on the field. You know what I'm saying?
They did make the playoffs a few times in Houston, but his last year there, which was he was tremendous individually, you're right. They only won four games. So you're right on that.
So, I think when you look at the team success, I think the Jets will be better than the Browns. I think that Rodgers will be, again, rookie receivers last year, broken thumb, and I get it towards, he's out there. So what matters is what he's doing when he's out there, right? So he's playing, he's not sitting, but still, Chris, even towards the end of the year, he turned it on a little bit, started looking a little bit more like, a little bit.
He wasn't himself. He still hasn't been putting up the big numbers. I mean, look, I'm with you. I know you work with First Things First. You're there in the morning meetings and all that. And so I know my thought. I'm with you. Now, I do understand the apprehension about Rodgers. I am not as sold as you are that, it was just, I don't know what you blame, the injury. And I get it. I do think the injury played a factor. I also think the fact that he wasn't engaged in Green Bay anymore, wasn't engaged with his receivers. He clearly wasn't happy with the organization. I think all of that played a role. And I think And Aaron Rodgers with a chip on his shoulder is the best Aaron Rodgers.
I mean,
and that
Chris.
Certainly is this year's. And you're right, the pieces around him, the running backs, the receivers led by Garrett Wilson. The offensive line is a bit of a question mark, but I think he'll make them better himself with quick releases and smart play. And I think they'll be a little better than people expect. And the defense obviously is locked down. So I'm with you there. I'm not 100% certain. I am betting on Rodgers to have a great year, a very good year. Not necessarily the MVP, but closer to that than he was last year. But I think I have a little more doubt than you do because he does turn 40 in December.
I mean, yeah. And you know what? Father Time is undefeated, and I get it. He's old, and we cannot keep going with, well, Tom Brady did it because Tom Brady is one of one.
Everybody's not going to be that. Right.
Everybody's not going to be there, and I understand. You're right. I do. I watch First Things First all every day. I know. It's been how many weeks, Kevin Wild, since Aaron Rodgers threw for 300 yards?
Right. 23. I hear that every day.
Look, I get it. I 100% get it. But to your point, Aaron Rodgers with a chip on his shoulder, real or perceived. We've seen it. We've seen it happen. They draft a quarterback in the first round. He's like, oh, you want to do that? All right. Good luck. Just watch me win back-to-back MVPs. Watch me. You know, and you know what? Maybe, Chris, a lot of this maybe stems from being in Detroit for 10 years and covering the Lions and that team.
He paced y'all a lot.
I'm saying, look, y'all is a stretch, but still the point remains. I have seen Aaron Rodgers do a lot of crazy things on the football field. I got a lot of respect for that man in his game.
What are your expectations for the Jets then?
I think
they'll make the playoffs. And look, once you get there, especially when you have a quarterback like Rodgers, you're a threat. But I don't think they'll come out of the AFC, but I do think they'll make the playoffs.
No, I got them as a wild card. I think Miami actually is going to win the division. Like, even with Ramsey being
hurt. Where do you have Buffalo making the playoffs?
No.
Wow. Right now, I've thought about that. This is a tough one because I think these three teams are all good. Right now, and, you know, we'll make our official picks as we get closer to the season, but right now, I'm leaning Buffalo winning it, the division, and New York being the wild card and Miami missing, which I hate to say because they are stacked.
I mean, Miami is stacked up and down, and I know the whole thing, if Tua can stay upright, but then they went and got Mike White. Mike White can start four games in a season. I'm not saying you're happy about it, but it's not like there's a few. Zach Wilson can't start four games this season.
Backup.
You know what I'm saying? He's a decent backup, right? So he's
that's
a decent backup. He'll be able to – he should be able to get the ball out. And, again, it's one of those things. It's like – you just got to show up almost. Like, if you're the quarterback of the Dolphins, I'm not saying
that. And they stacked. I can't see three teams making it, though.
I don't see.
Out Buffalo, that's saying a lot. Woo!
Well, Chris, all right, let's think it out, right? That defensively, I feel like they've taken a step back, just even without Leslie Frazier being there, Sean McDermott taking a bigger role. But, like, last year,
defensively, they missed Von Miller a lot. Like he's back. And that's a big loss. But with him back, I think they'll be better. I think Tre'Davious White will be better. He wasn't very good when he came back. But we can get to that another time. But quickly, Deshaun Watson. So it's one thing to say Aaron Rodgers will have a better year. What type of year, though, do you think Watson has quickly? Like, can he get back to what he was in Houston, in your view?
I know he better for the sake of the Browns in that contract, but honestly, I don't think so.
Done it 27.
Well, just think about the only guy I can really think of as analogous is Michael Vick, who, like, when he sat, I mean, obviously they were in different types of trouble, and obviously Mike went to jail and all that. But, like, when you just take a year off, quote unquote, essentially, which is what he did the last year
basically
in Houston.
It's almost been two years.
And in that 6-game sample size, obviously it wasn't great. But I'd say this, if he's a top 5 quarterback by the end of the season, I'd be surprised.
Well, I agree with that. I don't expect top 5. I'll give him a shot at inching toward that top 10. You know, I hope he can come back. I know he did some terrible things, allegedly, but it looked like he did them. But I hope he can bounce back And he was a great player. We'll see if he can get back to form. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Martin Weiss in for Rob Parker. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Which quarterback, Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson? Their teams are playing tonight. Neither of them will be playing, but their teams are opening up the season exhibition-wise in Canton, Ohio at the Hall of Fame game. Which quarterback will have the better season, in your opinion? It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Martin, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Martin, live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. 877-99 on Fox. Who has the better year, Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson? Your thoughts.
Well, you know, I said I'm with Rodgers here, but fascinating tonight, Chris, that Zach Wilson is starting the Hall of Fame game. That's I know that it's not the main. It's just nuts to me that he is starting the Hall of Fame game. This guy was penciled in starter last year.
Are you done with him? Do you think he's done as a starter?
Yeah. I think
I'm not ready to give up on him. I'm not saying I expect him to emerge, you know, as a good player eventually. But look, if he can humble. He's been humbled. There's no doubt about that. I hope his attitude is correct. You know, he had obviously that bad moment last year. And, you know, I think he was too cocky. Sure. I think he thought he was too good. So I think if he can accept the humbling that has taken place where he's been benched, is no shame in being benched for Aaron Rodgers. You learn from the great Aaron Rodgers, not only physically, but mentally. you learn the game from him, and you keep growing and improving as a player, maybe you can salvage your career and become a starter eventually. But I'm not ready to throw him out. I'm not saying I'm expecting much from him either.
Look, but I'm a betting man. I wouldn't bet on that. But let's get to Carl and Mobile. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Mobile, wow.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have the better season, but what do you guys think about Deshaun Watson and the preseason? When was the last time he actually, like, played, you know, around meaningful? You know, I think he needs to get some serious reps in preseason, and, you know, even though he's, a top-five quarterback, he used to play like he had eyes in the back of his head. I never saw a quarterback that could break from the pocket and run at the right time, and just everything. His timing was perfect. He needs to get that back.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. He does need to play. I would probably give him a few snaps in the preseason. Not tonight, a game like tonight, but I wouldn't mind giving him a quarter or two in the preseason, Martin. I do think he needs to play. I don't know what their plans are with him, but that's what I would do.
No, I would agree, and I'm a fan of guys playing in general. Like, I know it's the preseason and you don't want to get hurt, but it's football. Like, people get hurt. It's the way it goes. I like even though preseason's not anything real, I still like the fact that guys play. Like, Tom Brady always played in the preseason, and I feel like if he can do it,
that's getting
so can
less
you.
And less these guys playing, you know. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, you can't go out there scared of getting injured. You have to just play and let the chips fall where they may. And unfortunately, if it happens, it happens.
Let's go to Ahmed in Charlotte. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good, man. How are you?
Doing good, man. Hey, thanks for having me. I think definitely Rodgers has the better season. And, you know, nothing against Watson, but, I mean, going up against Pittsburgh and going up against Baltimore defense, that's rough. And, I mean, Watson's great, but I mean, what Rodgers has already done and shown with his arm, he just has to go back there. I mean, it's just a different schedule.
Yeah, no, look, they both got tough schedules. Obviously, both of their divisions are hellacious. But I think there's every reason to believe Aaron Rodgers will be the better player this year. And look, if he doesn't have a good year, Martin, he's just washed.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah,
because the things in place for him to do that.
Hell, he's 40 years old. It's a perfectly good time to be washed.
It doesn't take away from his greatness if he is. Now, it'll look bad. He'll have mud on his face because he came in here about how lonely the trophy looks in New York and the Super Bowl trophy from 69 and, you know, how great it is to be a Jet. He gave up $35 million. It won't look good. But it'll be understandable. Hey, you're 40.
Yeah. Let's go to Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I was just in Houston, Gary.
Yeah, I think Watson will have the better year.
Wow.
Because I just believe, like, he was so good with the Texans. I refuse to believe he's fallen off that much. He's more in his prime. And Rodgers is way too old, in my opinion. And I think the key for Watson will be mentally. Like, I believe he has no guilt over what happened, but I think he has shame. And can he get over the shame of what happened? Mm. Like his reputation was pristine.
It really was.
Falling down.
It was pristine. That's the right word. I mean, everybody thought he was just, you know, a really high character guy. And so you're right. Look, hopefully whatever really went down, hopefully he's made peace with it and he's changed. And learn from it. And, you know, I'd love to see him bounce back and be great. And I actually think the Browns are a good team. I just think the AFC is so stacked. I don't think any division, Martin's going to get three teams in.
If there would be one, I think it's the North. But to your point, they're going to beat each other up. To like the caller said, they're going to beat each other up in the AFC North. I'm concerned.
All four of those teams are tough. And I get it. Cincinnati and Baltimore, I think, are above Cleveland and Pittsburgh. But Cleveland and Pittsburgh, especially with the rivalry aspect in that division, they won't be pushovers.
Hey, not only that, you know Pittsburgh's going to be ready because you know Mike Tomlin's going to have the boys ready to run through walls. He does it every year. Every single, like, why, like, you should not be surprised when they go and have a better record over 500. You know, that's the thing. So you already know Tomlin is going to have them ready.
Although I might be surprised this year just because, again, is everybody going to be above 500 in that division?
Maybe, Chris. I mean, I know that I ain't betting on Mike Tomlin to lose 8 games of the football season. I can't do it.
He'd have to lose 9. He lost 8 last year, didn't he? 8-8-1, were they?
8-8-1.
Is that what it was?
All about the skin of the teeth.
Yep,
but, you got Kenny Pickett coming back. He's another year in the fold. Just to
And that defense is legit if they're healthy. All right, Devin Gardner, Martin's former boy. At Michigan, Michigan.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It is the iCouple. Chris and Martin Weiss is in for Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest played quarterback and was a captain as well at Michigan, now a Fox College football analyst, friend of the show. We welcome in Devin Gardner. Devin, welcome to the iCouple.
Oh, I'm excited. It's been a long time. I know you hate me. You're just keeping me away from the show, but I'm here.
No, it's all love for you. In fact, one of your Michigan alums, Martin Weiss, is here doing the show with me.
Man, absolutely. Hey, you know, Devin,
you better not say nothing wrong.
No, what I do have to say, though, and I've told the person who caught this pass, thank you so much, because it was one of the wildest games because I ever saw. Michigan Northwestern, Devin Gardner, second start at Michigan, right?
Yep.
Second start ever. Hey, I mean, Chris, look, He throws a 53-yard pass to Roy Roundtree, and they do the most fire drill field goal I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how everybody wasn't offsides. It was one of the most – as a Michigan fan, Chris, it was some dark times there early on. But that right there, I was like, thank you for giving me something to root for back now that we're here. Well, so appreciate you, brother.
Little known fact, my own auntie left the game. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
He heard the eruption on the Hail Mary from stadium.
That's hilarious.
Well, speaking of dark times at Michigan, right now your coach is suspended, Jim Harbaugh, for the first four games. Now their games, what is it, Rutgers, I think Bowling Green, like games they should win. But what is the feeling around there? I mean, has this really cast a pale over that team, or do they feel like they can really move past it and try to fight for a spot in the playoff again?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. Like you said, the first four games, those are your fluff games. And if they can't finish those, they didn't have an opportunity to play in the playoff anyway, right? Can't finish those without your head coach, right? With everybody else in the pack, you didn't have a chance anyway. And so the one thing I would say, you know, you think, like, how bad is the violation, right? Like, is it this big thing? Like, did they cheat or whatever? And so from listening to Harbaugh and talking with people, you know, the NCAA has some rules, right? And so I remember when I was in college, you could have a continental breakfast. You could have, you know, fruit and bagels, but you could not have cream cheese. If you have cream cheese, we're going to lose.
Really?
Right?
That is
stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Ridiculous.
And so I don't know if this was one of those types of rules where it's like, hey, maybe you talk this long to a guy or whatever the case may be. All the details aren't out. But from what Harbaugh is saying, he's like, listen, guys, I'm not ashamed of the thing that happened. And maybe it's one of those rules that maybe shouldn't be a rule, like not allowing people to have cream cheese. I think they'll be fine.
Hey, look, they better be fine through those first four games. Otherwise,
like you said,
I don't even want to go there. I'm not putting that out there. But, Devin, when you were in college, did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that Michigan will be playing a conference game against UCLA or USC? Because that's where we're at now.
Never thought of it. You know the crazy thing is how they're adding all these teams and different things like that. I never played Wisconsin, right? I was in college for 5 years, and I've never been to Wisconsin, and I never played Wisconsin. And so the fact that they're adding in all these new teams and a new commissioner saying, hey, if you're here for 4 years, I want to have you have played in every stadium and been everywhere, I think that's really, really cool. But and like you said, I would have never thought in a million years that a conference game versus UCLA would be viable.
So what are your thoughts ahead, on Chris. Just the realignment in general? I mean, obviously it's coming, and college football is going to look much different in a few years. What are your thoughts on it in general?
Specifically in the Big Ten, I love that they're doing away with the East and West. Because obviously the West is, you know, struggling a bit, right? And so you aren't getting the best games in that championship game and things like that. And a lot of people are upset. Ohio State would have to play Michigan twice. But for either side, that gives you an opportunity to either redeem yourself or stump a guy while he's down, right? And so that would be good for that rivalry. But the realignment all around the country I think is awesome. You got big schools going to big conferences trying to make a splash. Particularly the last one we just saw with Colorado going to the Big 12, I think it's genius by Deion, because if you want to recruit at that level, right, that high level that you're talking about, you got to try to get in Texas. And you're not getting the top kids in Texas if they got to go play in the Pac-12, well, the UCLA-USC-less Pac-12, and maybe even Oregon's out of there. And so the Pac-12 is struggling to, you know, stay afloat right now. But as far as Big 12 – Cincinnati done a great job of being a great program and earning that Power 5 kind of title. UCF going to the Big 12 as well. I think the Big 12, SEC, Big 10 are as strong as they've ever been.
But like you just said, the conference here that is going to be on the chopping block, the Pac-12, how do you see this ending up? Are we going to have like four major conferences? I know we talk about the Power 5 and Group of 5, but like as we're sitting here, like I would have thought it was unimaginable when we were in college that USC would be playing in the Big House in November. Like that's ridiculous, mm-hmm. right? But here we are. Oregon, you said, maybe leaving the Pac-12. USC, UCLA already out of it. It kind of feels like we're headed to like the AFC and the NFC, but just for college football eventually with like two major
which
groups.
Which might not
and that's
be
what ends
bad.
Up happening.
Right, right.
I'm for it, right? It's worked for a very long time at the highest level. And the fact that they found a way to get this playoff, the Power Five stigma doesn't matter as much because now you're going to get teams in, right? Teams, if you're good enough, they're going to watch the film, the College Football Playoff Committee. They're going to figure it out, and you will be in. There will be no more, oh, well, he didn't play it. They didn't play in a strong conference or whatever. Well, put them in there against Bama at number 12 and see what they do. You know what I mean? And so I think that it's the best thing for college football because, you know, you always have those years in the BCS. It was, we're undefeated. We're the best team. And because of a computer, we didn't get our chance. And then in the College Football Playoff, well, we're undefeated. But because you guys said we didn't play anybody, we didn't get our chance. Well, now everybody's got their chance, and Power Five just doesn't mean as much, in my opinion.
Nah, I feel you on that. USC, you heard Martin mention them. Caleb Wilson or Williams, obviously the returning Heisman Trophy winner, being compared to Patrick Mahomes. What are your thoughts on that?
That's tough because at this time Patrick Mahomes wasn't Patrick Mahomes. You know.
Right.
You know, and that's what we do, though, right? We compare. We try to get the next, right? Who's the next guy? This guy's amazing. We don't want to enjoy this, though. We want the next Jordan. We want the next LeBron. We want the next Patrick Mahomes. And with all that being said, this young fella might be next. I'm just telling you.
You got off that soapbox quickly.
Guess what? He's that guy, and I got to be that guy because of it.
Look, Caleb Williams is incredible. But I do wonder this. When you see, okay, so there's a couple guys in this class that I do like that aren't Caleb Williams. First, I think of Riley Patterson at Duke and then Drake May at North Carolina. Where do you see these guys falling in? Because I think over the next, you know, probably 6 to 8 months, it'll be Caleb Williams hype phenomena and all that. Where do you see some of the other arms in this class falling out? Or come, you know, draft eligible.
I had Duke last year and I was super impressed, right, with this young guy who hadn't had a bunch of reps, especially talking to him and then getting a chance to see him work. He had a nice year. And he, if he can take the next step, I think he could be a special player. And Drake May, man, what do you want, right? 6'4", 230 pounds. And you know, aside from all those attributes, when I got a chance to watch him play, he's a guy that he knows the game and he plays on schedule, right? Kind of getting a chance to see him throw guys open and play like a professional football quarterback, not the gimmicky throw the bubble, and that's why you kind of padding your stats, right? He's throwing the ball down the field, checking the ball down, moving his feet, and he can move as well. And so I think it's going to be hard to get into that Caleb Williams kind of class, but if I have to get a Drake May at number 2 in the draft, I am not going to be disappointed if I missed out on Caleb Williams.
Before you go, who do you think of the rookie quarterbacks this year in the NFL? You got, you know, C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, like which, any Levis, anybody else, Anthony Richardson, who do you think will have the best rookie season?
I mean, the two that everybody loves and I love and they went 1-2 just the way they should have is C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. And so I'm super interested to see because Bryce Young, for so long, similar to Kyler Murray, has been dominant at that size and has been able to be so successful when you probably shouldn't, right? He's playing a big man sport in a small frame. And I'm really interested to see because I'm just telling you, man, he's got an aura about him that makes guys around him want to be better, play better, and win for him, right? And so when you have that type of thing, everybody talks about how good people can throw and all those different things. That stuff, that's a given, right? He should be able to throw. He's number one pick. All these guys can throw. We get that. But as far as that aura and that ability to galvanize the troops, without even saying a whole bunch, I'm super interested to see how he's able to fare. And they put some good pieces around him. So he's not the normal number one pick, Peyton Manning going to an awful team. They've got some nice weapons around him, some veterans that can help him along the way. And I think by the middle of the season, people will be talking really highly about Bryce Young. And obviously, I love C.J. Stroud and the way he works, right? Because, you know, he's always been behind Bryce Young, right? He's always been the second fiddle.
Right.
And I think that chip on his shoulder is going to carry him strongly, even though he has a first-year coach. I think that chip on his shoulder is going to continue to carry him because he's got all the tools as well.
All right, that's our man, Devin Gardner. He has all the tools as well as a college football analyst. Great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
All right, guys, and go Blue. I need Broussard to say it. One of
hey, I done given them so much money. Whether I say it or not, I'm go Blue. They know it. They got so much of my money.
That's right. As they should.
All right. All right, brother. Keep up the great work, man.
All right, man.
It's more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. I forgot, Martin, that it's a TV theme song Thursday.
Oh, yeah. You powered right through that tire rack read with a Seinfeld in the background. I was like, go ahead, Chris Broussard.
Do you know what this is?
Of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I've long said this. What are you know? What are you knowing about?
Wait.
Yeah,
do you know what it is?
Oh, it is. All right. Yeah,
do
I guess
you
I'm
know
wrong.
What it is?
I was thinking it was Married with Children.
Nah. Close.
Which is similar. Right. But
close.
You're right.
No cigar.
Okay. Right. Wrong on my part. That's hey, rare. That's the rare. In fact, I think that's the first time I've been wrong on the
album. Oh, ever. I'm sure. Right.
Any topic. Any sport. No, all right. There you go. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Martin Weiss is in for Rob Parker. I know, and we don't want to talk about the fight. We talked about it enough. I mean, you can give a quick thoughts on Crawford Spence because there's something else regarding the fight I want to get to. But what were your quick thoughts?
My quick thoughts were, Lord have mercy. Did Errol right. Spence do something wrong to that man? Like, what? Golly. And to the point, it was there was a moment towards like maybe the sixth or seventh round. I'm like, you know, I can't believe Spence is still standing here. It feels
he's
like
so
Crawford,
heart.
That's what I'm saying.
It reminded me of like the third fight between Wilder and Fury as far as the beating he took and just the heart that he showed.
Yeah, I mean,
now Wilder was getting a few blows in every once in a while, knocked Fury down, but this wasn't even that. I mean, but their brother showed heart.
That's what, and I had the jokes on Twitter and all that, but ultimately, that was my takeaway is, wow, that Spence kid is tough because Crawford was whooping his ass, Chris.
That
Lord
was a
mercy.
Beating. Nah, that was a straight beating. All right, here are the numbers, Martin. Now, it did at least 600 pay-per-view, 650,000 domestic buys. Might get up to the 675,000 range. Now, we don't have the worldwide numbers in yet, but remember, neither fighter is European or Hispanic. So the international numbers probably won't be that big. They're right. Doubtful that they get up to 1 million. Tank Garcia and Ryan Davis, which happened a month and a half ago, when Tank knocked Garcia out. But that did 1.2 million buys worldwide. And remember, Martin, this was the biggest fight of, I think going into the fight, this was definitely the biggest fight since Pacquiao Mayweather. But those numbers are really low. Now, for Crawford, they're great. He had 135,000 against Porter, which was his biggest ever. He has not been a big draw on pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And this is the funny thing, the sad thing, really, and all due respect to the great Floyd Mayweather, who is obviously an all-time great. But we know his fights were boring.
Sure.
For the most part, especially toward the end of his career. But yet he did well in pay-per-view. And it was because he talked up the undefeated record and all of that. And I'm like, how does a Bud Crawford, who is an exciting fighter, now he's not necessarily flashy, but he is just a tremendous fighter, as Errol Spence found out. Martin, he should be drawing. He should be, I mean, come on. We boxing fans, what are y'all doing?
See, that's the thing. I think he probably did draw a lot of boxing fans, but I think when you go to if you want to compare it just to Tank and Garcia, Garcia is this, you know, this internet phenomenon. You know, he's got 10 million followers on Instagram. He's a model and this and that.
That's a good
point.
And
Tank is, I would say, probably the most popular boxer.
Well, Tank has a good draw, too. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's got it. So, that's what it is. I mean, and then, you know, Spence and Crawford, those are two guys. If you are a boxing fan, you're locked into that. But that's one I could see where it's like, all right, we're going to have to really be fans of this to even know. Because, like the point of it, like, a lot of it was just in that fight. People making sure that everybody knew. No, Crawford's an all-time great. It's not that Spence just sold it. You know what I'm like? Because people aren't necessarily as familiar with these guys. So I think that really is what it boils down to.
The question, too, is what does that mean for a rematch? Because I'm honestly kind of like, man, yeah, don't do that. Y'all don't even need to do it. I mean, Spence wants to show heart and all that, but come on, man. The rematch won't be any different. And then when we talk about it from a pay-per-view perspective, do you think, I mean, hardcore fans will tune in.
Yeah, but not.
The number, you know what I mean? There won't be the outcry for it.
It was so one-sided. So early. I mean, what, Spence hit the ground in the second round?
He got beat for 8 straight rounds.
So I think that has a lot to do with it.
We got 2 more hours left of the Odd Couple. Y'all know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.